The colors will be presented by the Cheyenne East High School Junior ROTC. Would you please stand? Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I invite Father Tom Conkleton to give the invocation.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as the Wyoming Senate convenes and begins the budget session of the 59th Wyoming Legislature, we beseech your grace and blessing. We have but a few days to address the business of the people of this great state. May these days be fruitful and our produce abundant. You have bestowed upon each of us unique gifts and talents. Help us to draw upon these treasures so that we have the strengths and skills we need to accomplish our great task. Give us added portions of knowledge and insight, wisdom and understanding, so that we may promote what is best for all the people of this great state of Wyoming, while we still have a special concern for the poor and the most disadvantaged. We ask these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please be seated. Members of the Senate, the doctor for the day is Mark Wurzel from Powell, and I don't see the doctor around, but he's somewhere in the building. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that Diana Williamson be appointed temporary chief clerk of the Senate.
You have all heard the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion is adopted. The chief clerk will please call the roll of the Senate.
Roll call for Monday, February 11th. Anderson.
Here.
Allman.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
DeCaria.
Here.
Vecht.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert. Hines,
here.
Jennings,
here.
Job,
here.
Johnson,
here.
Landon,
here.
Larson,
here.
Massey,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Mockler,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Ross,
here.
Scott,
here.
Sessions,
here.
Townsend,
here.
Basie,
here.
Von Flatern,
here.
President Schiffer,
here.
30 present.
All members of the Wyoming Senate are present. Mr. Eli Bebout has been appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the untimely passing of Senator Peck from Senate District 26. Mr. William Landon has been appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator John Barrasso from Senate District 27. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that a committee of two be appointed to await the Honorable Justice Hill and request his presence in the chamber, Senate chamber, to minister the oath of office to Senator Bebout and Landon.
All those in favor, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion has passed. Will Senators Larson and Hastert please escort Justice Hill to the Senate chamber. Will Senators Bebout and Landon please come forward? Justice Hill, we welcome you to the Senate, and thank you for coming and administering the oath. Welcome,
thank you,
sir.
Very much. Please state your name.
I, Eli Bebout.
Bill Landon.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this state.
The Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
That I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
That I have not paid or contributed.
That I have not paid or contributed.
Or promised to pay or contribute.
Promised to pay or contribute.
Either directly or indirectly.
Either directly or indirectly.
Any money or other valuable thing. Procure my appointment. Except for necessary and proper expenses. Expressly authorized by law. That I have not knowingly violated any election law of the state, or procured it to be done by others in my behalf. That I will not knowingly receive directly or indirectly, any money or other valuable thing, for the performance or non-performance of any act or duty pertaining to my office other than the compensation allowed by law.
Yes.
Justice Hill and Senators, would you please be seated while we nominate and vote on the new employees. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the following named persons be placed in nomination as new employees of the Senate and that they be voted on collectively. Will the reading clerk please read the names of the new employees and their respective positions?
Rosalind Berry, Committee Secretary of Education. Joanne Corneliuson, Messenger. Aggie Derby, Assistant Chief Clerk. Bell Henrich, Committee Secretary of Agriculture. Dan Shea, Student Page. Judy Kalal, Committee Secretary of Appropriations. Margot Lauer, Committee Secretary of Corporations. Elizabeth Rath, Student Page. Don Shepherd, Committee Secretary of Revenue. And Diana Williamson, Chief Clerk.
The motion is to employ these new employees in the Senate. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion has carried. Justice Hill, would you please administer the oath to our new state employees?
You'd all please raise your right hand and just repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I,
solemnly swear,
you solemnly swear
that I will support, obey, and defend
that I will support, obey, and defend
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of this state,
and the Constitution of this state,
and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity,
and I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity,
and I have not paid or contributed,
I have not paid or contributed,
or promised to pay or contribute,
or promised to pay or contribute,
either directly or indirectly,
either directly or indirectly,
any money or other valuable thing,
any money or other valuable thing,
to procure my appointment,
to procure my appointment,
except for necessary and proper expenses,
except for necessary and proper expenses,
expressly authorized by law,
expressly authorized by law,
that I have not knowingly violated,
that I have not knowingly violated,
any election law of the state,
any election law of the state,
or procured it to be done by others in my behalf,
or procured it to be done by others in my behalf,
that I will not knowingly receive,
that I will not knowingly receive,
directly or indirectly,
directly or indirectly,
any money or other valuable thing,
any money or other valuable thing,
for the performance or non-performance,
for the performance or non-performance,
of any act or duty,
of any act or duty,
pertaining to my office,
pertaining to my office,
other than the compensation allowed by law,
other than the compensation allowed by law.
Congratulations.
On behalf of the entire Senate, I welcome you as staff members for this budget session. I hope you will find your work here challenging and rewarding. Justice Hill, thank you for coming. Thank you for your assistance in our efforts. Senator Larson and Senator Hastert, would you please escort Justice Hill from the Senate chamber? Because I have changed appointments to several standing committees, I will now ask the reading clerk to read the changed committee memberships.
Revenue Committee, Senator Anderson, Chairman, Senators Case, Jennings, Ross, and Mockler. Education, Senator Coe, Chairman, Senators Anderson, Jennings, Von Fleitern, and Massey. Agricultural, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, Senator Geis, Chairman, Senators Bebout, Johnson, Perkins, and Vasey. Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, Senator Burns, Chairman, Senators Allman, Cole, Massey, and Mockler. Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, Senators Von Fleitern, Chairman, Senators Geis, Johnson, Landon, and Hastert. Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, Senator Larson, Chairman, Senators Bebout, Cooper, Fecht, and Vasey. Labor, Health, and Social Services, Senator Scott, Chairman, Senators Allman, Fecht, Landon, and Hastert.
With these changes, the standing committees of the 2007 General Session and Budget Session of the 59th Wyoming Legislature will stand as the standing committee of this 2008 session, the 59th Wyoming Legislature. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify His Excellency the Governor that the 2008 Budget Session of the Senate, 59th Wyoming State Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. I also direct the Chief Clerk to notify the House that the 2008 budget session of the Senate 59th Wyoming State Legislature is organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. Mr. Vice President, would you like to make a few remarks?
Be brief, I assure you, but again, I'd like to welcome all the members of the 59th back, and I'd also like to extend a special welcome to our two newest members, Senator Bebout, Senator Landon. It seems that no matter how long you've been here, as you walk into these chambers and look up into the skylights above with the state seal, and you look around this room, and there are many that have been here much longer than I assure you, but you still feel the responsibility that we as individuals bear upon our presence here. And not only those responsibilities that we bear as individuals, but those that we share. So with that, I would again just say welcome. I would hope, as I mentioned briefly yesterday, that you are successful in all those things that are important to you and important to the state of Wyoming. And I trust and I know that this 59th legislature will indeed be one of great success for the people of Wyoming. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, would you like to make a few remarks?
Mr. President, since there's just 19 and a half days left in this session, we're going to get to work. And we're going to work fast and steady. I'm going to try to work with the chairman so they have plenty of time for their bills to work in committee and also have time to work them after they get back on the floor. So this may entail some long days, and I know you like that. Mr. President, it may come as a surprise to you, but I'm going to do something a little bit different than normal. I have a gift I'm going to present you. We thought it was appropriate that we present it today rather than at the end of the session because possibly you could use it during the session.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do I dare open this in the chamber?
That will be proper.
Majority Floor Leader, thank you very much. I'll save the other two old ones for throwing at people later on. If you go over your 5 minutes, get ready to duck. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, thank you. Mr. Minority Floor Leader, would you like to make a few remarks?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I want to tell you how good it is to be in Cheyenne. This is not an easy place to get to, especially from Evanston this year. I'd like to welcome our new members to the Senate, one a new friend, one an older friend, as well as I'd like to welcome all my other friends in the Senate back. Mr. President, the minority party is ready to roll up our sleeves and get back to work for the people of Wyoming. So, Mr. President, let's get going. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator DiCaria. I'll be very brief. The Senate will note that we are starting a half hour ahead of the House. We are ahead of them now. We intend to stay ahead of them. We've always been ahead of them, both intellectually and in quality of work. But for once, us old duffers are ahead of them in the foot race, too. I hope we can stay ahead of them for the remainder of the session. Welcome back, the two new members. Welcome. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If at any time you are not comfortable with the process, with what's going on, anyone, new members or old, I hope you will feel free to say, stop, let's see what we're doing. I want you all to be comfortable with the process and with what we're doing on the floor. I believe it's important, and I believe it behooves every one of us to say, I knew exactly or know exactly what's going on. That invitation stands open at any time, at any hour. Thank you all. Members of the Senate, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the Balladeers from Buffalo High School, directed by Brent Rose. Members of the Balladeers, welcome to the Senate. Senators, please be at ease and enjoy this. I think you'll find it delightful.
We thank you for having us today, and we're very excited to perform for you. It's the charge of the Wyoming Music Education Association, as well as the National Music Education Association, to ensure that all members of the United States can know and sing the national anthem. It would be an honor and a pleasure if we could lead you in the national anthem, so if you'd please rise. The second group that you have in front of you is the Buffalo High School Brass Quintet. We just wanted to select a piece that sort of represented not only the vocal side of the music department of Buffalo High School, but when Senator Schiffer asked us if we'd perform, we thought we'd represent both facets of what we teach at the high school. This is just five members of the 107-piece band that we have at Buffalo High School. They worked up this piece in about a week, and this is Haydn's Minuet in E-flat, so we hope you enjoy it. This group of ladies you see in front of you is it's a 12-person both a cappella and jazz choir that is a curricular class at Buffalo High School. These girls sing around the community and around the state, both at jazz festivals and at meetings and public events. This is one of many performing ensembles we have at Buffalo High School, one of three vocal ensembles that we have that we're very proud to display for you. This next piece they're going to perform, we did specifically for you folks, and it's an a cappella arrangement of America the Beautiful. Very proud of what we have at Buffalo High School, and we really appreciate Senator Schiff for inviting us to perform for you today, and we appreciate all the work that you do for us in the educational world and in the world of the arts. I'm very proud of education in the state of Wyoming and how far it has come. My parents have both taught public school education for a combined 65 years in Lusk, both music teachers, and so also my grandfather was Robert Shalisky and was a legislator for a number of years, so I'm very proud of the work that he's done, what my parents have done, and very honored to perform for you today. Our last selection is a piece that was written in dedication to a missionary's trip to Croatia and his witnessing of the suffering of the children there. This is known as Prayer of the Children. Once again, we thank you for having us today. We really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Brent, just, girls, wait just a moment, if you would. Members of the Senate, a couple things. Angela, I believe, ran for Senate President at Girls State this past summer and won, so she's a senator at heart. Please pick a desk on your way out. It's okay with me. Oh, wait a minute. Any desk down there? Thank you all. Thank you for coming. I got it. Take that, if I may. Next order of business is introduction, reading, and referencing of bills. Senate File 6, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 6, sponsored by the Mental Health Committee. Cost for emergency detention limitations, an act relating to hospitalization of mentally ill persons.
Senator Ullman. Senator Ullman, excuse me, but I'm not sure that your microphone is working. My light's on too, but that doesn't mean much. I'm not showing it on up here. Okay.
We got it?
It takes the magic hand of the Senate clerk, is all it takes.
Do I need to start over again?
You get to start over again. Your time does not count against you.
Thank you. I move for the introduction of Senate File 6 and ask for your favorable vote on this good little bill. This bill is something that could help in saving the state money. We found that reports came to us that when, especially at the state hospital, when they receive people for especially Title 25 members, that if they came in with a medical problem and it happened to hit them right at that time, the state ended up paying for it. And that is including putting in pacemakers or things like that, that we feel like that shouldn't be taken out of a mental health money. And so what this bill does is we're going to change a little of the wording on Title 25, stating that if a person comes in and they are in, a problem that is related to mental health, physical problem related to mental health, we are still taking care of those problems. But if it's a problem that is not related to that, then we don't feel like that should be the mental health come out of their funds. And that's basically what this bill says. It doesn't mean that that person can't still receive Medicaid and those type of things to pay for that bill, but it shouldn't come out of this fund. And I hope that we could have a favorable vote on this.
A I'll remind the Senate that a two-thirds vote is required on all non-budget bills. And I'll ask the Chief Clerk to please call the roll.
Allman, Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dicaria,
aye.
Becht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson, Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote, closing, votes closed, 30 ayes.
Senate File 6 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 10, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 10, Mental Health and Substance Abuse Appropriations, sponsored by the Mental Health Committee, an act relating to mental health and substance abuse appropriations.
Senator Allman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the introduction of Senate File 10 and ask for your favorable vote. This is our appropriation bill for mental health for this coming year. It covers a lot of areas for substance abuse, which we hadn't covered in the past years, past year when we did mental health mainly. It's a high, some of the areas kind of high funded. We know that, and it's the continuance of our funding for the regionalization that was brought about last year that we worked towards and passed. And the information that we have received for the pilot areas that we've gotten so far, this program is working very well, and we would like to see it continued. And so this bill basically discusses that part of it and the appropriations for it.
Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson? Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
no.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
no.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Meyer, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 7 noes.
Senate File number 10 is referred to Committee number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 52, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 52, Boards and Commissions, Compensation, sponsored by the Management Council, and Act relating to construction of statutes.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. And at this time, I'd like to move Senate File 52, Boards and Commissions, Compensation, and ask for your favorable consideration. This is, as has been said, sponsored by the Management Council. The bill relates to compensation being tied to the legislative race compensation for boards and commission. As discussed in more detail in another bill, this legislation that would become effective in January 2009 would modify salary provisions for legislators. But, for example, legislators will be paid half-day salary for each day spent traveling and for committee meetings, as well as salary preparing for committee meetings at the rate of a half-day salary for each committee of the committee meetings. This bill would clarify the reference to the legislative compensation in other statutes. It refers to the rate of legislative compensation and make those commissions and committees that are tied to that consistent with that legislation. So given that, I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, Allman, Bebout, Burns, Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Vecht, Geis, Hastert, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Landon, Larson, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Vote closed, 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 52 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 53, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 53, Common School Reserve Account Funding, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to public funds.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the committee, I move for the introduction of Senate File 53 and ask you for your favorable consideration. This is a bill that came to the Joint Appropriations Committee at the request of the Standing Committee on Capital Finance. What it does is it changes the source from which the funds are drawn to do the inflation proofing on the Permanent Common School Permanent Land Fund. Right now, the Common School Permanent Land Fund is inflation-proofed using dollars from the general fund. What this will do is instead of using general fund dollars to inflation-proof that permanent fund, it will be using funds that are diverted from the federal mineral royalty revenue stream that are flowing into the school foundation program account. Most recently, you've seen the impact of this. When the JAC left, we thought we had about $50 million available for expenditure. After the sort of rebalancing of assets by the treasurer's office, there was more income than anticipated to the school foundation program, causing a $15 million more to go into the Common School Permanent Land Fund. Those dollars came out of the general fund, so this really aligns the accounts where they belong. Urge your support.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper? DeCaria,
aye.
Vecht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
Basie, aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 53 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 55, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 55, Appropriations for the Legislature, sponsored by the Management Council, an act relating to appropriations for the legislature.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. And at this time, I'd like to move Senate File 55, Appropriations for the Legislature. Members of the body, this is what's commonly referred to as the feed bill. I'll try to go through some of the major components in the time allowed, but this has to do with an effect upon the mileage rate. The mileage rate for legislators would be changed from the current rate of 35 cents a mile. That would increase to 50.5 cents per mile. The authorized mileage for round trip home during each week of the session, this will increase the travel budget by approximately $232,000. Effective on January 2009, leadership committee chairs and general membership would then receive salaries for a statutory specified number of days during each month, which the legislature is not in session. That would be anticipated that that would be a $513,000 appropriation. Legislators would also receive a half-day salary for each day spent traveling to and from meetings. We anticipate that as another $77,000. Legislators will receive salaries preparing for committee meetings at the rate of a half-day salary for each day, and we would anticipate that would be from $120,000 to $140,000. Without going into specific detail, but also deal with the LSO staff salaries as well as legislative salaries, session staff salaries, employee paid benefits, in-state travel, session interim, out-of-state travel, annual dues to the national organization, registration fees, telecommunications, postage, general administration support, session laws, digest, and other things. And with that, I would say that there is a attached fiscal note to this for a total of $16,682,000 from the general fund. Of that amount, $242,000 would be effective immediately. Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson? Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 55 is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 4, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 4, Foreclosure Redemption Period, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, an act relating to foreclosure and redemption of realty sold under mortgage and execution.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you. I'd move for the introduction of Senate File 4. Mr. President, Senate File 4 is has to do with the foreclosure redemption period on agricultural land. In essence, if you have ag land and there's a foreclosure and a sale of that land, you have 3 months in law, 3 months that other people don't have in order to redeem that property. Right now in law, it can be used for any property that is 20 acres or larger. So if you're fortunate enough to have 20 acres, 21 acres out there, you can use this for 90 days to prevent foreclosure. The purpose of which, of course, is to allow you to get your crops in and you know, possibly to successfully get your property back after your crops are in. The problem is the 20 acres, and Mr. President, this takes that up to 80 acres. You know, 20 acres now is not much of a farm, much of an agricultural operation. In fact, doesn't really qualify for our agricultural exemption under most conceivable mechanisms. So it's felt that the foreclosure pay period applied to such small parcels is inappropriate. This is, of course, supported by financial people in this state who have the problem that they need to lend money on very small parcels now. Everybody wants to have 15, 20 acres. But the fact that the foreclosure period is so long makes it a little bit more difficult to both obtain funds as well as to foreclose on a property in the event of a failure. Look for your favorable consideration, Mr. President.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, Allman, Bebout, Burns, Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Becht, Geis, Hastert, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Landon, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Townsend, Vasey, Von Flatern, President Schiffer, Anderson, Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 4 is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 9, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity, sponsored by the Management Audit Committee. An act relating to the Uniform Management of Public Employee Retirement Systems Act.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity, which is sponsored by the Management Audit Committee, currently on the retirement system. A trustee who breaches a duty imposed by this act is personally liable to the retirement system for any loss. What this bill would do would grant them immunity unless act that caused a breach would be willful misconduct or gross negligence. This is pretty much in line with many other boards and commissions, and it was brought to our attention this past year, and so we're sponsoring this bill to give them this immunity and ask for your support.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, Allman, Bebout, Burns, Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Becht, Geis, Hastert, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Landon, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Townsend, Vasey, Von Flatern, President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 9 is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 11, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 11, Subdivisions, Large Acre Parcels, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, an act relating to subdivisions.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move for the introduction of Senate File 11, Subdivisions, Large Acre Parcels. Mr. President, this is a bill that we've heard a little bit about today and yesterday. The purpose of the bill is to take what is currently the 35-acre exemption, meaning that if you subdivide into parcels that are 35 acres or larger, you can be exempted from the requirements to have subdivision requirements that a county may have. This raises that exemption amount to 140 acres, meaning that you have to have parcels of 140 acres or larger to qualify for that exemption if and only if, Mr. President, this is a key part of the bill, the if is if a county chooses by resolution to adopt the larger amounts. If they don't choose to adopt the larger exemption amount, it would remain at 35 acres. So I guess that's one of the big safety valves in the bill is that your county commissioners have to effectuate the change to the larger exemption. Mr. President, in addition, the bill has lots of consumer protection pieces in it that if a county chooses, they may require the developer of these parcels to inform the purchaser that there's no water, there's no sewer, that there is limited or no utility connections. They have to have their easements in place, potentially, if a county should require it. What it is, Mr. President, is a tool for counties to deal with these very large subdivisions that are being developed. There was a pretty large one that's being developed north of Casper. You've all heard about that operation. It's been advertised in USA Today where people can come and buy land in Wyoming. It's fairly reasonably priced. But the problem is there's no services, and there is an obligation for the county to pick up, build roads, or maintain roads to the people's houses to educate their kids, but the county has no say whatsoever in these very large hundreds of homes on 35-acre tracts. So, Mr. President, this is where we've come in Wyoming. You know, it's sort of a... I think the time is now that we have to give counties the power to exercise authority over these very large developments because it impacts counties so greatly, Mr. President.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman? Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe? Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Larson?
No.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins? Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
No.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 20 ayes, 10 noes.
Senate File 11 has received the two-thirds vote. Senate File 11 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 18, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, an act relating to business entities.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, I wouldn't mind a little break in the action here. But, Mr. President.
Senator Case, we know that you're in good shape, that you're highly trained and ready to go and well-rested. We're relying on you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I've moved for the introduction of Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions. Mr. President, this is a bill dealing with the laws with respect to business entities in Wyoming. It increases penalties for the signing of false documents. It provides for the forfeiture of your limited liability company articles of organization if you don't comply with rules of the Secretary of State's office. It would provide for administrative dissolution of corporations if they don't comply with rules and keep their filings up with the Secretary of State. It has also some impacts with respect to foreign corporations that register in Wyoming. It provides for different types of classifications if a company no longer is in good standing with the state of Wyoming. Now, this is a companion bill to another bill. It's going to be up, Senate File 26, which you've heard a lot about. And that one, of course, is called Registered Agents. They are related, but they're not duplicative at all. But they are bills. Both of them are designed to improve Wyoming's reputation as a fraud-friendly business environment. This puts a little teeth in our corporation laws, especially in the area of LLC, which since LLCs were written at a different time, they don't have quite the teeth that our corporations law has. And this will help us to redeem our reputation as a good place to do business and to keep these bad operators out of Wyoming and be able to deal with them. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Case, you may now pass off the baton to Senator Burns. He's on the hot seat next. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Almond?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert? Hines,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions, Townsend?
No.
Basie?
No.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing the vote? Closing. Vote closed. 22 ayes, 8 noes.
Senate File 18 is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 3, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 3, Game and Fish Funding, sponsored by the Travel Committee, an act relating to game and fish.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, first of all, everybody, welcome back. I move for introduction of Senate File Number 3, Game and Fish Funding, and ask the Senate for favorable consideration on introduction. Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, as we know, Game and Fish has been struggling with revenue shortfalls for the last number of years. In addition to that, at the same time, through us and the federal government and through pressure from the federal government, we've been adding responsibilities, in many cases, crucial responsibilities to Game and Fish, not the least of which will be the upcoming delisting of the wolves, upcoming delisting of the of bears, and probably most important of all in the short term is to try and continue to keep the sage grouse off the endangered species list, because if that goes on, that could really affect this state in many, many ways, none of them good. So, Mr. Chairman, what this bill attempts to do is bifurcate the funding stream for Game and Fish. for those areas that are that have been traditional game and fish areas, such as hunting and so forth of game species, that funding stream continues, basically paid for the most part by hunting fees. What this bill does is it has the Game and Fish Commission set up a separate budget for those areas for the management of sensitive species and non-game programs. Those responsibilities that we, frankly, have put on Game and Fish in the last few years, such as the sage-grouse, as I said. The initial cost of these programs is going to be $605,000. That is outside of the intended management for wolves, which is going to be expensive, especially starting out. So with that, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, I would ask favorable consideration for the introduction of this bill, and we can go into more and better detail during the working of the bill in the Committee of the Whole.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 3 is referred to Committee Number 6, Tribal and Wildlife. Senate File 63, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 63, Natural Resource Large Project Funding, sponsored by the Select Natural Resources Committee, and Act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resources Funding Act.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 63, Natural Resource Large Project Funding, and ask for favorable consideration from the Senate. Mr. President, when we formed the Wildlife Trust Fund, and just not say a mouthful, one of the provisions in the bill was that any project over $200,000 would have to get the approval of the Senate. We set up an oversight committee to sift through these projects before presenting them to the Senate as a whole. This bill, Senate File 63, is a compilation of those large projects that we can go over in detail again on the floor of the Senate during Committee of the Whole. I ask for favorable consideration of the introduction.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler? Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
No.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 24 ayes, 6 noes.
Senate File 63 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel and Wildlife. Senate File 69, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments, sponsored by the Select Natural Resources Committee, an act relating to wildlife and natural resource funding.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments, and ask for favorable consideration on the part of the Senate. Mr. President, what this bill does, as I mentioned before, when we started the Wildlife Trust Fund, we defined large projects from small projects, large projects being over $200,000. What this bill does is further defines to make sure that any large project, once it's over $200,000, that it doesn't creep up again after that, because some of these projects will come in multiple stages. So, and there'll be multiple year projects. So what this bill basically says is that once it's over the $200,000, if it needs another $200,000, it'll come up again for review before the Senate. What it basically does is tighten down the definition, so none of these projects actually end up getting away from us.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Vecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler. Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 69 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel and Wildlife. Senate File 23, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 23, Installment Payment Agreements on Tax Assessments, sponsored by the Revenue Committee, an act relating to tax assessments.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'd like to move Senate File 23, Installment Payment Agreements on Tax Assessments, and ask for your favorable consideration. What this bill does is, under the current law for taxpayer bill of rights, there is a provision by which a taxpayer can petition the Department of Revenue and actually make payments on tax bills. But when it comes to motor vehicles, which you must pay your taxes prior to securing a license, it doesn't work well to have an installment plan that would only run for 45 days. And given some other legislation we have in regard to dealers collecting taxes, what this simply does is remove from the taxpayer's bill of rights that provision which would allow for making installment payments on motor vehicles. So it just exempts this tax assessment incurred by purchase of a motor vehicle. And I would ask for your favorable consideration at this time.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job. Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Having received the 2/3 vote, Senate File 23 is referred to Committee 3, Revenue. Senate File 28, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 28, Investment of State Funds Revisions, sponsored by the Capital Financing Committee, an act relating to public funds.
Senator Fecht.
Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 28, and I ask for your favorable consideration on this bill. Your interim committee worked very diligently on this. The co-chairman produced about an 8-page report on the changes that were made. The LSO actually decided to condense that. They came out with a 3-page bullet point. I'll just give you a few of those highlights, sir. First of all, the definition of permanent funds is amended to remove the spending policy reserve accounts. There's a clarification of general investment authority included in this language. One I think is personally most important, because of the piecemeal addition to certain investments over the years, the prudent man investor rule was not always applied to all of our investments. Those exceptions have been removed with this proposed legislation. There's a long laundry list of legislatively designated investments that are in the current legislation. Those are all replaced with a generic, with general language describing them. However, the $500 million cap is still in place on those investments. And all investments must be authorized either by law or by SLIB board. That was an exception that has been eliminated. I'd ask for your favorable consideration on the bill, sir.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer? Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
no.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote, closing vote closed, 29 ayes, 1 no.
Having received a two-thirds vote, Senate File 28 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 33, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 33, Veterans Tax Exemption, sponsored by the Senator Cooper, an act relating to the ad valorem taxation.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 33 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, Senate File 33 provides a property tax exemption for the veterans that served between July of 1953 in the military and also up until February of 1961. While this bill doesn't propose any age criteria at all for eligibility for these exemptions for property tax on your primary home, most of these veterans, or actually all of them, will be at least age 65, or most of them will be in their 70s and kind of towards the autumn of their life, I guess, if you want to say that to some of us, since I'm in that group. I feel like I'm in the autumn, Mr. President. With other young people, when other young people were kind of gearing up their lives for careers, going to universities, maybe starting families and new jobs and everything, these young people at that time were serving their country during the Cold War. And these are your Cold War veterans that I speak of. These were at the time when, you know, the Soviet Union had us on high alert all the time. Maybe these veterans weren't in actual combat in many cases, but the fact of the matter is they were locked and loaded and ready for combat any time. Many of these people were people who served on the DMZ in Korea within yards of communist guns pointed at them. There was a lot of them that were in the Air Force flying in planes with 80,000 pounds of fuel and B-52s with atomic bombs on them, knowing that if they got the word and flew overhead to fly over to Moscow, that they weren't probably coming back. There's a lot of them that were on the Pacific Rim flying in B-47s or on 24-hour alert, also on the coast of our country. A lot of them served in isolated remote sites and radar sites looking across the Barents Sea to Russia and all those things. So these veterans, I think, deserve some recognition, Mr. President. This bill does not have a – it's hard to determine the number of veterans that may be eligible for this, but as the current veterans exemption we have, I think, was a cost of $3.3 million. Now, that was – you got to understand, there were 16 million men and women in uniform during World War II, and a lot of those are either the widows or those veterans that are still alive today. There was a lot less veterans during this period of this bill between 53 and 61, even though they were serving our country in a very vital need. Mr. Chairman, so I don't think that the appropriation for this bill would be anywhere close to the $3.3 million that we're actually having now for the current veterans program that we have, because there's fewer of these veterans out there, I feel. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you. Or Mr. President, excuse me.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines? Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatron? President Schiffer?
No.
Closing vote? Johnson, aye to conflict. Closing? Vote closed. 21 ayes, 6 noes, 3 conflicts.
Senate File 33 is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 39, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 39, State Miners Hospital Board, sponsored by Senator Hastert, an act relating to the State Miners Hospital Board.
Senator Hastert, excuse me. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President, and it's great to be back. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 39 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 39 simply changes the makeup of the Miners Hospital Board. Right now, the requirement is that there's members of the Sweetwater County Memorial Hospital and a Campbell County Hospital Board are required to be on this board. The board themselves have unanimously requested this change because the Miners Hospital has really taken on a life of its own. You know, they've served some 4,500 miners annually, anticipate serving more. They have wellness vans. They have hearing aid programs, prescription drug programs, and many more programs. So the Miners Hospital has really taken on a life of their own. They're really moving around the state. They're serving miners throughout the state. Like as I stated, the board has requested this change. It's no longer really necessary to have the oversight from these hospital boards, and as a matter of fact, it's caused some conflicts with them. And what they're looking for is to have miners serving on the board. So that's pretty much the basis of this bill, and I ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Allman,
aye. Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Fecht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
No.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 39 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 48, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 48, Reporting Requirements, sponsored by the Management Council, an act relating to the administration of government.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I would move for adoption, Senate File 48, Reporting Requirements, at this time and ask for your favorable consideration. This is, as been said, a bill having to do with administration. I think many of you will remember in your committee work this summer, you had before you a list of reports and that were brought before your committees, and you were asked to go through those to see if you, in fact, wanted to continue to receive those reports, if you wanted to somehow redirect them or change the content. But this 30-page bill then is the, if you will, the omnibus bill that was constructed by the rolling together of all those different committee bills in regard to reporting procedures. And like I said, that's what's before you, and would ask for your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns. Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Fett.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson. Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 48 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 7, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 7, Animal Damage Management Program, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, an act relating to the Animal Damage Management Program.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move for favorable introduction of Senate File 7, and this is the Animal Damage Program we started about 8 years ago. And we've given them more duties, and this statute sunsets on January 1, 2009, and all we're doing is just taking the sunset part off from it, and then it'll be a statute until some future legislature would like to take another look at it. I'd ask for your favorite vote.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Allman. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Massey.
No.
Meyer. Mockler.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Sessions.
No.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 21 ayes, 9 noes.
Having received the two-thirds vote, Senate File 7 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 8, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 8, Farm Loan Program, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, and Act relating to the Farm Loan Program.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 8 and ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 8. I remember about 4 years ago we passed a bill allowing for drought to finance people to come back in and refinance their livestock when they had to sell them. Well, that money's just been laying there and we haven't used it. So what this bill does is it'll increase the amount of authority of farm loan program funds that are available for beginning farmers, ranchers from $7 million to $27.5 million, and the current $7 million cap, that's been reached, so they can't loan any more money. So we're going to repeal the drought breeding stock replacement loan program in this bill that we established in 2003, and we'll replace the drought program with a simplified livestock replacement enhancement program. The livestock represents about 80% of cash receipts from Wyoming Ag, and it is the state's interest to revise the current declining trend in livestock numbers. We'll increase the overall limit on farm loans to any one borrower from $600,000 to $800,000 in this bill, but it does not change any overall amount the legislature designated investment in the farm loan of the $275 million. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration of this bill.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 conflict.
Senate File 8 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 43, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 43, Reportable Animal Disease List, sponsored by Senator Geis, an act relating to contagious and infectious diseases among livestock.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I would move Senate File 43 and ask for a favorable vote on Senate File 43. When we passed the Animal Disease Bill last year, and the state veterinary had to notify all the different people around the state that we have a contagious disease out there, we forgot to add in the local veterinarians, and there are eyes and ears around the state to where all the problems are. So that's all this bill does, is add that they have to notify the local veterinarians around the state of Wyoming, and I'd ask for favor to vote of this Senate File 43.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 43 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 56, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 56, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, sponsored by the Select Water Committee, and Act Relating to Water Development Projects.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move the favorable vote on Senate File 56. We have two of these omnibus water bills. One starts in the House and one starts in the Senate. The planning bills start over in the House, and this is the big construction bill that starts in the Senate. And this bill's been scrutinized by the Wyoming Water Development Commission. They're the ones that brought the recommendations that we fund these projects around the state. And then the Select Water Committee, we reviewed them again in January, and we moved to have this bill for introduction. So I'd ask for your favorable vote on Senate File 56.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Mockler,
aye. Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 30 ayes.
Senate File 56 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 58, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 58, State Trust Land Management Account, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, an act relating to the state trust land revenues.
Senator Geis.
Can't find my bill. Mr. President, I would move Senate File 58 and ask for a favorable vote on Senate File 58. This bill we had last year, and we passed this bill out of the Senate. And what this bill does is, instead of taking general fund money to upgrade our state lands, why, they would take 1% per year of their gross, and this would go into this account, and then they would use this to go out and improve all of our state lands. And but before they could spend that money, all five elect officials have to sign off on the bill. And I have a book here showing the different places and where the money and stuff would be used to clean up garbage dumps. They could be used around, well, over at Sheridan, that school section there. There's another school section out of Grable that's been a dump forever. Rock Springs could use some of that money. Just about every town around, we could use that money to improve our state lands. And we have to sell some of those state lands because we bought the Duncan Ranch. So with some improvement, we could about double our money on the land we're going to sell. So I would ask for your favorable vote on Senate File 58.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Mockler. Nicholas.
No.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Ross.
No.
Scott.
No.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
No.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 21 ayes, 9 noes.
Having received the two-thirds vote, Senate File 58 referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 32, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 32, Board of Parole, authorizing changes in length of parole, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, and Act relating to parole.
Senator Ross.
Thank you. Am I cooking now, right?
You're cooking, Senator Ross.
I move Senate File 32 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 32 is brought to us by the Department of Corrections, in particular Department of Parole, the Board of Parole. In essence, this is a management tool for the Board of Parole to deal with our prison populations. In essence, what's going on right now is that about 36% of our potential parolees are choosing not to accept parole, but to, in essence, eat their time. And what happens is then they spend they finish out their term, and then they're released into the public with little or no means. This will allow the Board of Parole to authorize or to give good time while they're out on parole, but it also allows for some intermediate sanctions, and it also allows for the removal of good time should their conduct be such that it's not deserving of good time. But it is an opportunity to help deal with our populations and also to reintroduce our parolees into the community so that they can become successful.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler. Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 32 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 54, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 54, School Finance, Rebated Recapture, sponsored by the Management Council, an act relating to school finance.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 54, and it's indeed a pleasure to be doing the Management Council's work here today. This bill comes in as it relates to school finance and repeals the statutory provisions that pertain to the maximum recapture. Remember, in November of 2006, the people voted for and passed a constitutional amendment on rebated recapture amendment B. What this does is brings legislation forward to repeal the statutory provisions that related to the former process before the rebated recapture amendment was passed. If you look at the numbers, what it really does, it comes in and clarifies by repealing Wyoming Statute 2113-102C and 2113-313G. If you look at the numbers that are still out there, and we still have an ongoing lawsuit with these five districts who still think they're entitled to keep the money, in school year 2006 and 7, that's $44.6 million. In school year 2007-2008, that's $52.8 million for a total of $97.5
million. I got it.
It comes in and clarifies the legislative intent, helps to further clarify the constitutional memo that was passed, and I'd urge that you please approve the introduction of Senate File 54.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns? Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
No.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon? Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Closing vote, Allman, aye to no. Closing, vote closed, 26 ayes, 4 noes.
Having received the two-thirds vote, Senate File 54 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 64, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 64, Valid Court Order, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to juveniles.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 64, Valid Court Orders, and urge your favorable consideration. This is one of two bills that your Joint Judiciary Committee has brought to you in the area of juvenile justice. This particular bill deals with valid court orders. It is a part of the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Act. To be frank with you, most of our court orders in the juvenile area comply and do the things that are in this bill. However, this makes it very clear as to what's required in the juvenile Title 14 hearings, what should be done with regards to an order relating to delinquency, chins, and juvenile probation. It will also potentially help us to get our rural exception status with the OJJDP. The bill, in essence, deals with status offenders and assures that there will be due process for status offenses. That means something that was not illegal as an adult but may be very well illegal as a minor. It provides for timely interview, assessment, and recommendations while the juvenile is detained for a violation of court order. The bill seems a little bit long, but basically the reason it is that it goes into three different sections of the juvenile statutes and does the same thing. The substantive language can be found that is of importance where we're dealing with the assessment, the interview, and doing that all within 24 hours prior to their initial appearance. And I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson,
aye.
Allman,
aye.
Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dicaria,
aye.
Becht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
Mockler,
aye. Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 64 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 65, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief Petitions, DNA Evidence, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, and Act Relating to Criminal Procedure.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction, Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief Petitions, DNA Evidence. This bill is a work that is supported by your county attorneys, your DA's offices, and those in the public defender's office, and it's been a conglomeration of Professor Corsell at the University of Wyoming and Catherine Monroe from Utah, who heads up one of the justice projects for those that potentially have been wrongfully convicted. You may be very well aware of a recent case in Colorado where DNA evidence was utilized to determine that, in fact, this individual was not guilty of the crime and served a number of years. We have no such mechanism in the state of Wyoming, and this bill is our attempt at that. This bill is modeled after the Utah statute and is similar also to Colorado. I will point out to you that the first section in the bill, 7-7-106, third-party DNA sampling, may be problematic. I have had some input from LSO as to whether or not that is constitutional or not. I'm waiting an opinion from the Attorney General's office in that regard, because this involves third parties who may not even be a suspect in a crime. But in any event, the rest of the bill is not contingent and is the guts of the bill, and it's not contingent on whether or not that portion of the bill is in. Basically, what it allows for is if there is DNA evidence, you can somebody that's been convicted of a crime can move the court for testing of that. If the individual is indigent, he still may have to pay for that, depending on whether or not the evidence is helpful or not to that individual. We have pretty much unanimity amongst all of the testimony over a number of months before the Judiciary Committee that this is something that should be done. It is solely related to DNA evidence. It has nothing to do with any other evidence. But it does provide an option, and an option for a new trial and or dismissal of the case should DNA evidence prove that the individual was not the guilty party. And I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria. Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Jobe.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern. President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 65 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 66, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 66, Community Juvenile Services, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to community juvenile services.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 66 Community Juvenile Services. This particular bill, ladies and gentlemen, goes into a statute that is already existing on the board, on the books, called Community Juvenile Service Boards. Those boards have never been funded, and we've the Judiciary Committee, in an attempt to deal with juvenile justice issues, believes that this can be a mechanism for funding for certain services, particularly in the area of municipal court and circuit court. But it also does have applicability in district court if the child gets into the juvenile court system itself. The purpose of this is that we've heard numerous testimony throughout a number of years, and particularly this year, about what to do, particularly early intervention with juveniles, particularly when they're getting into a system where there may not be good tracking, or you may not know which court they're in. And more often than not, what happens is you have a juvenile, a young child, who may be in the system four or five times before they ever make it into district court, juvenile court. And the problem is that we really need to get to them early on. We've heard a lot about it, early intervention, central intake system, an assessment system, and a continuum of services that should be available to these youth at an early stage so that we can keep them out of juvenile court. That's what this bill does. It provides funding for community service boards. We've redefined who is on that board. We've taken out some language with regards to MDTs because they don't need that in municipal or circuit court. We allow them to define the continuum of services that they wish to utilize in their own locale, and we allow them to make their own process. Some places, for instance, in Natrona County, they use the circuit court for all minors in possession status offenses and whatnot. But in Laramie County, we have a system where the municipal court and circuit court are involved, and there's a screening committee that meets to go over and to decide where the child's best served. Then those boards can apply for grants. You will see in the bill that there is $2 million of unobligated monies to be utilized. I will tell you, I will be frank with you, the administrative impact note that has come out on this bill, I do not believe is accurate, but it says $36 million a year. I will tell you that we already have an amendment to fix that if you allow this to come in to committee, because that's just not what was intended by the committee, by any stretch of our imagination, and I believe we'll come back with the new fiscal note if the amendments adopted in committee would be $1,032,000. So, urge your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case? Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Becht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross, Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
no.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 66 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senator Hines.
Mr. President, I ask the Senate be in recess for 10 minutes. We'll take a short break and return at the sound of the gavel.
Senators, we have about 18 more bills to go to read in. I believe the majority floor leader plans on reading those in before adjournment today, so the Senate is at ease for 10 minutes. The Senate will please. Senators, will continue with first reading and voting on the introduction of bills. Senate File 17, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 17, School Facilities Infrastructure Cost, sponsored by the School Facilities Committee, an act relating to school facilities.
Senator Culp.
Mr. President, move for the introduction of Senate File 17, School Facilities Infrastructure Costs. This is one of two bills you'll see today sponsored by the Select Committee on School Facilities. This one specifically gets into the infrastructure interrelationship that exists out there as the School Facilities Commission builds new schools out there. And the interrelationship is between them and the cities and wherever they might choose to build it. It directs the Commission, first of all, to ensure and enforce efficient, cost-effective facility remedies. It responds to community demands during school facility project negotiations and proportion of costs assessed school facility projects and undertaking new facilities. You'll see also a budget bill footnote that corresponds with this also. So this is one of two bills from the Select Committee on School Facilities you'll hear this afternoon, and urge your support for introduction.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Allman, Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Becht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Mockler, Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 17 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 21, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program, sponsored by the Education Committee, an act relating to the Hathaway Scholarship Program.
Senator Culp.
Mr. President, move for introduction to Senate File 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program. This bill brings to you some adjustments we are making in the Hathaway Scholarship Program based on some different little glitches that have come up, remembering that we're still in our first year. The proposal was brought to JEC by Wyoming Department of Education, UW, and the community colleges. This brings a recommendation to allow for the reinstatement of Hathaway scholarships lost due to failure to meet continuing eligibility requirements for satisfactory academic progress, GPA, and continuous enrollment. For performance and honor scholarships, you have to maintain a 2.5 GPA, opportunity and career 2.25. Continuous academic progress, however, requires students to maintain enrollment in at least two semesters in each successive academic year. The reinstatement process for lost scholarships, as in this bill, would allow for the first academic term following the academic term or summer school session in which eligibility requirements are reestablished by the student. So this comes in and allows for students that have, for one reason or another, failed to maintain their eligibility to be able to come back and get new eligibility requirements in place. So I'd urge your support for introduction on Senate File 21.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
no.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 21 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 22, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 22, School Facilities Amendment, sponsored by the School Facilities Committee, an act relating to school capital construction.
Senator Cole.
Mr. President, move for the introduction of Senate File 22. This is the second bill I just talked about earlier, brought to you by the Select Committee on School Facilities. What it does, it carries forward some recommendations of the Commission for your consideration. It increases Commission authority in the local planning process and plan development, and does eliminate the two-year plan amendment cycle. What I'm saying there is that when districts start designing new schools, the School Facilities Commission starts playing a part immediately, so that school districts aren't out there trying to design schools that we aren't going to pay for. It expands the allowable expenditures from major maintenance account by granting additional authority to commission through rule and regulation. It grants commission authority to approve construction and renovation agreements, expands commission authority for site purchases, eliminates the statutory distinction between minor and major capital construction project remedies by removing minor capital construction as a project remedy. And it eliminates separate account for emergency needs and carries forward as a separate line item within commission budget. Modifies also the annual reporting requirements. Urge your support for introduction of Senate File 22.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson. Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 22 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 61, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 61, School Finance Recapture Payments, sponsored by the Education Committee, an act relating to school finance.
Senator Cole.
President, move for introduction of Senate File 61, School Finance Recapture Payments. What this does is it modifies the payment schedule for districts that are recapture districts whose local resources exceed the foundation program guarantee levels, effective school year 2008-2009. The current law out there establishes the recapture payment due date at the end of each school year, June 15th. What this proposal does, it brings in that the recapture payment schedule will be required in quarterly payments rather than one big payment, due on January 15th, March 15th, and August 15th. Then there's a final settlement due on June 15th of each school year. The repayment date for entitlement loan programs to recapture districts payable on August 15th each school year is extended to repayment by June 15th of the school year received. I'd urge that you support introduction of Senate File 61.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper. DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 ayes, 4 noes.
Having received the 2/3 vote, Senate File 61 is referred to Senate Committee for Education. Senate File 70, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 70, School Finances Amendment, sponsored by the Education Committee, and Act Relating to School Finance.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move for introduction of Senate File 70, School Finance Amendments. This is what we would call our omnibus bill, not to be confused of how that was referred to earlier. This has a number of things in it. This is kind of a gathering tool for a lot of other things that come in that we decided to put in one big bill. It forwards fundings and recommendations contained within the series of committee reports that we received on the resource block grant funding model, for example. It extends summer school extended day programs on a permanent basis, deals a lot with at risk, and I'll get into that more here in just a minute. It has included in it career technical education grant program to modify and approve the recommendations to provide funding for career technical education. It permanently, and I think this is important, it permanently extends the instructional facilitator financial assistance program, professional development resources contained within the block grant model. I think that's very, very important. It's something that we funded that has proven to be very beneficial. Continues Wyoming Department of Education efforts to address the at-risk resources. One of the things we've struggled with that we're still tweaking. Establishes distance education program parameters and policies. Eliminates the existing distance learning incentive grant program and appropriates $275,000 to establish state distance education program implementation. And then lastly, it comes in and addresses the school district food service program that we had extensive testimony on. With that, this is the education omnibus bill, and I'd urge that you support introduction of Senate File 70.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Becht.
Aye.
Geist.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions. Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 70 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 15, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 15, School Vehicle, sponsored by Senator Johnson, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Senator Johnson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 15, school vehicles. Mr. President, I can get into a tractor trailer and head down the highways, or a stock truck driver can get into his truck or her truck carrying cattle, hogs, sheep, whatever, and head down the highway. And the federal motor carrier safety regulations require us to, after 11 hours of driving, take a 10-hour break. And on duty in 7 days, we can only drive 60 hours. 8 days, we can only drive 70 hours before extended time off. If you take passenger bus drivers, when they get into a bus, either one of the big dog buses that runs around the country, or a local bus that does in-state or interstate, they may drive 10 hours that has to be followed by 8 hours off duty, or they may not drive after 15 hours on duty. They have to take a break after 15 hours, and I'll go into that in a second. And like us, they have to take an extended break after 60 hours in 7 days or 70 hours in 8 consecutive days. On duty means pre-trip. And if any of you have ever been around for a pre-trip, that takes time, whether it's a bus or a truck. The pre-trip inspection, fueling, driving, paperwork, meals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have to take a break if you you can't drive more than 15 hours on duty, which is all of that, before you have to take a break. Mr. Chairman, there are no rules, there are no regulations, there are no requirements for school bus drivers in Wyoming. None. What we have here in Senate File 15 is taking these school bus drivers and very simply putting them under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations in the same manner as the professional bus drivers for the in-state and interstate bus drivers. And it's for the safety of our children. I've talked to a lot of bus drivers, school bus drivers in this past year in Laramie County, especially the ones that go on the athletic trips, the speech trips, and ones like them. And they say they get done in the evening, everybody gets on the bus after dinner, they head back to Cheyenne, and everybody crashes and goes to sleep except them. And they really worry about fatigue. They really worry. I'm surprised nothing's happened with the way the weather is in Wyoming all these past years. So what Senate File 15 does simply is put the school bus drivers under the same Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations for hours of service as the commercial bus drivers, whether they are in-state or intrastate. A matter of safety and uniformity, and I would ask your positive vote on this. Thank you.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Allman, Bebout, Burns, Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Becht, Geis, Hastert, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Landon, Larson, Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
no.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
no.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
no.
Closing vote, closing vote closed. 19 ayes, 11 noes.
Having failed to achieve the two-thirds vote of the Senate, Senate File 15 is laid back. Senate File 25, first reading in the Senate file.
Senate File 25. National Guard Life Insurance Contribution Option, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming National Guard.
Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the introduction of Senate File Number 25, National Guard Life Insurance Contribution Option. What this bill does is just give the National Guard members an option on their life insurance coverage. There's no additional cost to the state. We presently pay for the one option they do have. which is called State Guard Life Insurance, SGLI. This gives them an option for SSLI. It would be the same cost to the state, but what it allows them to do is, if we are part of that program, that they can then purchase themselves additional life insurance, especially if they're going into a combat zone, which we know a lot of our National Guardsmen are at this point. So this will give them an option to enter and buy additional coverage, should they choose, out of their own pocket. But if they choose one or the other program, it's the same cost to the state. The money has been appropriated, so no additional cost. And both programs allow them to sign up and pay for it themselves, should they separate from the Guard and go into civilian life. So no additional cost, just gives them an option. Both are $250,000 base and allows them to buy some more insurance through the other program. So I ask for this body's favorable consideration of Senate File 25. Thank you, Mr. President.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Vect?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 25 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 37, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 37, Abandoned Vehicles, sponsored by Senator Cooper, and Act Relating to Abandoned Vehicles.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 37, Abandoned Vehicles. Fellow senators, what this bill is about is that the counties every year have to pick up off of our highways and roads literally a couple of thousand vehicles. Actually, it's pretty close to 2,000 vehicles a year that are just simply abandoned on the highways, and that cost the counties around $200,000 a year. If you extrapolate that out for 10 years, you're talking a couple of million dollars here to the counties alone. The interesting thing about this, or the irony of it all, is, you know, you can go down the road and throw a pop can out of your car and get caught. And guess what it'll cost you? About $750 fine. And it's interesting, you can take your 3,000-pound vehicle, you can park it along the road, take your license plate off, and just scrap it right there. Basically, and let the county and the taxpayers pay for to get rid of your litter, which is 3,000 pounds of junk they got to get rid of. Anyway, it's really becoming a problem. And as more and more people move into the state, particularly for some of these jobs that we have now going on in the state, it's becoming more and more of a problem. What this thing says, if you abandon this bill says, if you abandon your vehicle alongside the road and they can catch you, usually they can take the license plates off, but they can still get you by the VIN number. You can have your driver's license suspended for up to a year, or at least until you pay all the costs for towing and for abandonment of the vehicle. And also for non-residents also would be suspended from being able to drive within the state. There's no appropriation in this bill because the counties already do appropriate money. The commissioners appropriate money every year for a special fund that they set aside for these abandoned vehicles. And I have talked with the treasurers of some of the counties, and particularly the head of the Treasurer's Association of Wyoming, and don't have a problem with this bill other than there's one aspect of the bill that requires some insurance for cleanup purposes, where it would add $1,500 for a car, $15,000 for a major commercial vehicle, and the clerks didn't want to be responsible for having to collect that insurance for those. So what I did is I told them that I would, if this bill gets introduction, that I would process an amendment to change that to $600. If it was worth $600 or more, then they could go ahead and process the insurance claim. The bill also proposes to revise some of the fees, like for towing and storage and those type of things, and which haven't, and some of them haven't been changed since 1993.
10 seconds, Senator Cooper.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. About 15 years, some of them since 2003. So in that time, inflation has really kind of eaten us, I guess, up on these costs. Thank you very much. I appreciate your favorable vote.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman? Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
No.
Basie?
No.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 19 ayes, 11 noes.
Senate File 37, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote, is tabled. Senate File 19, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 19, Candleston Drug Laboratories Remediation, sponsored by Senator Fecht, an act relating to public health and safety.
Senator Fecht.
Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 19 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, all of this is not a budget year. This is a very important issue to a number of people, especially if they happen to live near one of these properties, and there are several of them located around the state. Last year, this legislation was reviewed. There were some concerns over property owner due process interests. During the interim session, those have all been addressed. I've worked with a variety of property owner groups, and there are numerous protections that have been added to the legislation for those property owners. The legislation still sets standards for remediation and still mandates cleanup of hazardous waste properties caused by methamphetamine contamination, provides for a method for that cleanup. There are funding comes from a variety of sources. There's a 1% limitation on the property owner's exposure. If there are seized assets from the by the law enforcement agency involved, those assets must be used as part of the cleanup. There's also a small appropriation included in the legislation. Again, I would stress that there are just three or four properties in the state that need this cleanup, and although that does not appear to be a significant problem, there is one in one of my district that is a very significant problem for those people that live near that property. It has deteriorated their own property values quite a bit, and I would ask for your favorable consideration on this legislation.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Allman?
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas? Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Votes closed, 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 19 is assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 20, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 20, Bar and Grill Liquor Licenses, sponsored by Senator Fecht, an act relating to liquor licenses.
Senator Fecht.
Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 20 and ask for your favorable consideration. I've heard some discussion on this proposed legislation that is a Cheyenne bill. I don't believe that's specifically true, though I see little benefit for Saratoga or some of the other communities, but this legislation would, in fact, add a downtown district and create barn licensing for that downtown district. This provides more licenses for communities to use. It gives downtowns an economic development tool, and it also gives local businesses a better chance of landing a bar and grill license. Adding bar and grill licenses for Wyoming downtowns gives communities the tool to revitalize their Main Street areas, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
No.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case? Co.
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Larson?
No.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins? Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
No.
Townsend?
No.
Basie?
No.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 12 ayes, 17 noes, 1 conflict.
Having failed to receive the two-thirds vote, Senate File 20 is tabled. Senate File 44, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 44, Residential Mortgages Practices Act, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming Residential Mortgage Practices Act.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate File Number 44, the Residential Mortgage Practices Act, and ask for a favorable vote. This is sponsored by the Joint Minerals, Business, and Economic Development Committee at the request of the State Banking Examiner. Many of you have heard a lot about our mortgage problems in the United States within the last few years, and this is an attempt to make Wyoming to where we have a little more teeth in the law of who can, who cannot get into the mortgage business. It requires licensing, enables the state banking commissioner to license people who are engaged in this practice, and gives us some control over those, particularly the small ones, but not necessarily just the small ones. There have been some predatory practices on the part of large financial institutions also. And so all of you know what effect a bad mortgage, being told different things, being some of the scams that have gone on in the mortgage business throughout the years. And this is an attempt at the request of the commissioner to put Wyoming to where we won't be subject to those kinds of things in the future. Tightens it up, requires licensing, requires procedures. You can go through the bill and see the powers and duties of the commission, the application process, the license annual report, and a lot of it is to do with disclosure. The disclosure of what the fees are, the disclosure of what you're going to have to do if you make a mortgage, to make sure the consumer does know, so that many people don't get trapped into some of these predatory loans that have been going on in the country for a long time. It's, I think, a cleanup of our existing Mortgage Practices Act, and ask for your favorable approval.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon? Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Votes closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Senate File 44 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 45, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 45, School Districts, Payment of Employee Association Dues, sponsored by Senator Larson, and Act Relating to School Districts.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Senate File 45 and ask for your favorable consideration. Fellow senators, what this bill does is stop school boards from paying the, if you would, union dues and association of the teachers' out-of-state funds. It does not stop them from withholding that, which is done in something like 90% of the districts in the state, from withholding that and remitting it. It stops it from using tax dollars to pay the, if you would, union dues of school teachers. That's the same money that is going in by some districts for the people that are suing us. I don't think that that's right. It isn't done for state employees. They can withhold it, but the state doesn't pay it out of tax dollars. And so that's what the bill is supposed to do. They can do whatever they want is paying it, but the tax payers of Wyoming do not pay dues to an association under the guise, if you would, of career enhancement in most cases. That should be done just like all other employees are done. So this prohibits that practice, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Allman?
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
No.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler? Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
No.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
No.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 21 ayes, 9 noes.
Having received the two-thirds vote, Senate File 45 is referred to Committee Number 9, Education. Excuse me. Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 13, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 13, Mental Health Professions Practice Act Amendment, sponsored by the Mental Health Committee, and Act Relating to the Mental Health Professions Practice Act.
Senator Allman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the introduction of Senate File 13 and ask for your favorable vote on this. This is the Mental Health Professionals Practice Act, and we're just putting on amendments to that already written act. We had this last year and that, and we've really cleaned this up quite a bit. And basically what we're doing is giving the board a little more leeway to be able to bring in people from out of state or whatever, and while they're waiting for their license, they can practice, but they have to practice under their rules and also with a qualified clinical supervisor, and we just don't let them go on their own. They have to work on that. Some of the other ones is a certified social worker. They want to be able to have them work under supervision of a qualified clinical supervisor, and then restrictions for them from the board. So it's basically cleaning up and just giving them and giving a little more of a definition on some of these people and what they will be required to do.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer? Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
Senate File 13 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 24, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 24, Health Insurance, Clinical Trials, sponsored by the Labor Committee, an act relating to insurance.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 24. This is the Health Insurance Clinical Trials Bill. The need for this is that as the world has evolved, too much of cancer treatment is now done within clinical trials because it takes so long to get the FDA approval of things and the trials are so extensive. And a number of people have found the hard way in a crisis that they thought they had good health insurance, but they didn't because it didn't cover the clinical trials when they needed it the most. In the past, this bill has been controversial because if you don't write it carefully, it gets way too broad and you cover a bunch of things that really shouldn't ought to be covered. The Labor Committee in the interim worked this over very carefully and reached a compromise, tightened it up an awful lot so that it's restricted to cancer trials, so that it's restricted to the legitimate ones and the expenses that really do appropriately belong with health insurance. And so I will urge the Senate to introduce the bill.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert, Hines, Jennings, Job, Johnson, Landon, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Townsend, Basie, Von Fladern, President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing the vote? Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Senate File 24 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 34, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 34, State Health and Social Welfare Institution, sponsored by the Labor Committee, an act relating to the administration of government.
Senator Fecht.
Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 34 and ask for your favorable consideration. Over the last couple of days, we've heard it discussed several times that it is the duty of the legislature to review and control budgetary items. And this bill would give us an opportunity to look at several of our state institutions very closely. Senate File 34 creates the Select Committee on State Institutions, and it simultaneously creates a Governor's Planning Committee on State Institutions. Those two bodies will work together in a joint fashion to look at the Wyoming State Hospital, the Wyoming State Training School, the Wyoming Pioneer Home, the Wyoming Retirement Center, the Wyoming Boys School, the Wyoming Girls School, and the Veterans Home of Wyoming, with the mandate to develop a long-term strategy for serving institutional needs of the populations covered by those institutions, a long-term strategy for the utilization of the institution's physical facilities, and a long-term central plan to ensure the institutions are capable of implementing that strategy. I would ask for your favorable consideration on this legislation.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Almond? Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Teceria?
No.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
No.
Basie?
No.
Von Fladern?
No.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Case, aye.
Case, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote close. 15 ayes, 15 noes.
Having failed to achieve the two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 34 is tabled. Senate File 35, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 35, Physician and Dentist Recruitment, sponsored by the Labor Committee, an act relating to the health care services.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 35. Mr. President, this relates to our chronic problem with being unable to recruit enough physicians and dentists to the state of Wyoming. It's been a problem for years. It continues to be a serious problem. This bill does two things. One, it adds some standard inducements like paying for moving expenses and things like that to our package that we can offer new physicians when we try to recruit them. And these are things that our competitors in other states are offering. So I think that's important. The second thing it does, we have an existing program in this area that, because of the way the health department has implemented it, has been effective at physician retention, but has not been effective at physician recruitment. And this forces a change in the way the health department administers that program that I think will make it effective as a recruitment technique. So for both of those reasons, I would urge the Senate to introduce this bill.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Almond?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Teceria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Johnson?
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
No.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
No.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote?
Anderson, aye.
Anderson, aye to no. Closing? Vote closed. 19 ayes, 11 noes.
Having failed to achieve the two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 35 is tabled. Senate File 36, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 36, Public Health Emergencies, Volunteers, sponsored by the Labor Committee, an act relating to public health and safety.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I move for introduction of Senate File 36 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 36 is designed for assistance in a public emergency such as influenza and the ability to license public health and safety individuals to react to that emergency. And the demand on the public health and safety individuals would certainly be strained in if we were to have a pandemic, influenza pandemic. The bill also allows for immunity for the volunteers, and the bill allows for licensure of retired and out-of-state health care providers strictly in a government-related health care crisis. And I ask for your favorable consideration.
Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Becht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson, Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote, closing, votes closed, 30 ayes.
Senate File 36 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 62, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 62, Emergency Medical Technician, sponsored by the Labor Committee, an act relating to emergency medical technicians.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 62. Mr. President, this is the bill on emergency medical technicians, and what's happened to us over the past, really since the year 2000, is that the volume of work these people have to do answering emergency calls, these are the people that man the ambulances and that sort of thing, their volume of work has gone up quite a bit as our economy has expanded, and we haven't been able to expand the numbers. And frankly, we're getting very thin across the whole state. You'll recall last year we passed a bill to study this whole issue, including studying should we have a retirement system somewhat similar to volunteer firemen. The actuarial study was done. We looked at all the various options. And this is the bill that we bring you as a result of that, trying to solve this problem of our inability to recruit enough and retain enough EMTs to adequately man our system. It does provide a retirement system that is modeled on the volunteer firemen's, but is somewhat different because the two occupations are different and the recruiting needs are different. I will advise you that after we had developed the bill, we got The LSO said you've got one provision in there that may have a constitutional problem. At the last committee meeting, we asked them to look into that, and we're probably going to have to take out the provision for prior service credits, which will reduce the price tag by approximately $3 million. Make it a much more affordable bill. I think it's very important that we get this in, that we take a hard look at it in conjunction with all the other budget priorities, because our system is getting so thin, Mr. President, we're in danger of a real crisis. So I would strongly urge the Senate to introduce this bill. I think it will take us a long way towards solving that problem that's coming at us.
Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Almond? Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 conflict.
Senate File 62 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Messages from the House. Would the reading clerk please read the messages from the House?
February the 11th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number one. Mr. President, the House of Representatives of the 59th Wyoming State Legislature budget session has been called to order by Speaker Roy Cohey and is ready to receive any communications that you may desire to submit. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 11th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number two. Mr. President, this is to inform you that the following named persons are duly appointed as new members of the House of Representatives of the 59th Legislature of the State of Wyoming and are serving until the first Monday in January following the next general election. Representative Mary Hales as representative from District 36 and Representative Tim Stubson as representative from District 56. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 11th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number three. Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following standing committees for the 2008 budget session of the 59th Legislature. And dispensing with the further reading, sincerely, Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 11th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number four. Mr. President, the House of Representatives appointed the following employees for the 2008 budget session of the 59th Legislature. Dispensing with further reading, sincerely, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears my desk.
Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m., February 12, 2008.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, will meet February 12th upon adjournment. And we're going to take up Senate File 7, Animal Damage Management Program, Senate File 8, Farm Loan Program, Senate File 43, Reportable Animal Disease List, and Senate File 58, State Trust Land Management Account. And then I'd like to announce at 7 o'clock on Thursday morning in 302, the U.S. Forest Service will be up there to answer any questions you guys want to ask them about the National Forest.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Committee number two appropriations will be made tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room 204, where we'll consider Senate File 6, Cost for Emergency Detentions and Limitations, Senate File 10, Mental Health and Substance Abuse Appropriations, Senate File 52, Boards and Commissions Compensation, Senate File 53, Common School Reserve Account Funding, Senate File 55, Appropriation for the Legislature. If we don't finish up in the morning, we'll follow up in the afternoon. And we understand if there's any special requests for speakers like that, Senator Townsend, just let us know. We'll get you some more.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number three, Revenue, will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, February 12th, in room S-16 up above at 12:20. P.M. We'll start going over the following bills. Senate File 23, Installment Payment Agreements and on Tax Assessments. Senate File 28, Investment of State Funds Revisions. Senate File 33, Veterans Tax Exemption. Senate File 39, State Minors Hospital Board. Senate File 48, Reporting Requirements. And, Mr. President, Senate File 28, Investment of State Funds Revisions. The state treasurer has asked to be involved in that discussion. He is out of town. Most likely we'll move Senate File 28 up till Thursday on the 14th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, your committee number six, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet tomorrow, February 12th, Tuesday, at 8 a.m. up in S-14. Where we will hear Senate File 3, Game and Fish Funding, Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments, and Senate File 63, Natural Resource Large Project Funding.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your favorite committee, number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in Senate 19. We'll consider the following bills, Senate File 4, Foreclosure Redemption Period, Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity, Senate File 11, Subdivisions, Large Acre Parcels, Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions. We finish all that up, we're going to have big breakfast and go fix some fence.
Any further announcements? Senator Townsend.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thought I should comment on the the big speaker. Seems to be the it was a big speaker for a big speaker. But I understand that speakers this size normally come in pairs. Now we've got my left ear handled. Now let's all look for the other one so I can get my right ear working too.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but are there any other announcements? The motion is that the Senate shall be adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.